Hello, what is up guys? I'm on from Peso Smart Page here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about peso cost averaging. So, in this example, we used TEL or TEL, yung stock code ng PLDT. So, dito sa table na to, sa spreadsheet natin, you can see yung date that we've bought the stock. So we started last June 20, so every 20th tayo bumibili. But of course, minsan nagpo-fall on a weekend yung the 20th or a holiday. So hindi tayo makabili at that day. So we just went ahead and bought a day before, so August 19, and then nung November 21 and May 19. But essentially, halos lahat, the 20th tayo bumili ng PLDT stock. So, ang pinakamataas nating nabili was back in June 20, 2022. So, nasa 1,830 pa per share yung stocks ng PLDT. Nandito yung number of shares na nabili natin on that particular month. So, ang total capital allocation natin for around 1 year and 1 month is at 10,000 pesos per month. So, a total nun for 1 year and 1 month is 130,000 pesos. Then, andito yung total cost natin for each of the month that we've bought this PLDT stocks. And then, andito yung difference. So, of course, yung difference mag-add up yan. And then eventually, like for example, noong November 21, we had the means na to buy 10 shares of PLDT. So, we went ahead with it. Kasi yung capital allocation natin was 10,000 pesos plus 7,779.85 pesos. So, nakuha natin yung 17,000-ish na capital allocation for that month. And if you bought 10 shares, nasa 15K lang yun, 15.7K. And then, may natira pa ulit na 1.9K. So, eventually, nung nag-dip ng around 1,190, actually, mas mababa pa dito. Ang kinuha natin na stock price or buying stock price natin was the closing price for that particular day. So, hindi yung lowest mismo. So, these numbers, kung nagpe-peso cost average kayo, it can be higher, it can be lower. But yeah, para lang maging standard yung pricing natin, ang ginawa natin is yung closing for that particular day. So, nung December 20, nakabili ulit tayo ng 10 shares kasi nagmura nung time na yun. So, capital natin was 11,983.39. Ang total cost lang ng 10 shares was at 11,935. So, may natira pang 48 pesos. And then, eventually, 5 shares lang ulit nung January 20. Feb 25 shares lang ulit. And March 20 ulit, nagkaroon ng means to buy 10 shares. And the same thing nung April 20. So, ganun lang ginagawa natin. Of course, kapag you're doing this in real time or in real life, hindi itong nag-theory craft lang tayo per se. Of course, pwede nyong i-deploy yung mas malaki yung capital dun sa mas mababang price. Like, for example, dito, we can opt out to buy 10 shares. Kasi, alam natin na, nasa downtrend na yung PLDT. Is 1575 really that low? Of course, if you're not really that involved in the market and you don't want like the headache or you don't wanna do the work na tingnan or subaybayan yung markets, then of course, you can just go ahead and buy as long as you have the capital and as long as continuous yung stream ng capital and continuous yung inyong pagbili ng stock. So, pesos averaging will almost always work. Especially kapag bumababa yung prices ng isang stock na fundamentally sound, na historically nabibigay ng dividends, and historically kumikita or merong net income every single year, every single quarter. So yeah, pwede mong gawin is, for example, dito 5 shares lang ulit yung bilili mo, and then eventually nga nung a month later lang, nag 1,100-ish yung price ng PLDT, you could have bought more here. Kasi itong kung i-divide mo to by 2, then around 7.5 lang. So, malalagdagan ng around 7,000 something dito. So, you could have bought around 15 shares. Then, eventually, if you saw na, uy, nag all-time low yung PLDT for the past 2 to 3 years, then probably you could have deployed more capital back then. But of course, it's really hard to time the market. So, mas okay talaga na mag-pesos average ka na lang. And again, if you feel like yung price is really, really low. Like for example, natingin ka sa RSI, natingin ka sa Bollinger Bands, natingin ka dun sa trend ng isang stock. And of course, yung sentiment. Kasi kaya naman bumagsak din yung stock prices ng PLDT. It's because of the negative market sentiment. So, nagkaroon ng capital overrun. I think that was back in 2020. I'm not actually 100% sure. And nagkaroon din ng issue yung Smart. So, kinlos nung, I think, Makati City Government yung isang office ng Smart dito sa Makati sa Ayala Avenue. So, that dumped the stocks of PLDT as well kasi PLDT owns Smart. So, subsidiary ng PLDT yung Smart. Yun yung kanilang, what do you call this? Yung kanilang wireless arm, no? So, yung kakompetensya ng Globe, essentially. And, yeah. Yung naging average cost natin for 13 months is at 1,439. Sa current market price na 1,3, down pa rin yung portfolio nitong PLDT stocks na to by around 9.67%. But, imagine if you just bought once, no? So, lump sum yung ginawa mong investment ng June 20. So, ang laking talo mo kung hindi ka nagpe-pesos average. Lalo na kapag ka bumabagsak yung prices ng stocks. So, if we try to compute that, B2. So, yan. Kung sa 1,830 ka lang bumili, then down ka ng 28.96%. Versus the 1.3 current market price. And of course, for example, sabihin natin, bumili ka dito lang sa 1,190. Although, again, ang hirap gawin nun kasi nga mahirap time ngayon yung market. Like, exactly all the time. 100% of the time. So, B8. What happened? But ganun. Ah, kasi dapat uunahin na natin yung mas mababang value. Then divide by 1,3. What the hell? Ano nangyayari? Bakit ganon? Okay, I'm very sorry about that. So, I was distracted by the red cell. So, hindi naman siya naka-conditional formatting. So, that's my bad. So, tama naman. Kung bumili ka ng lump sum nung 1,119 on December, then you're up 9.24%. But again, it's kind of hard to time the market 100% of the time. And yan, minsan natachambahan lang, but it's hard to do it consistently. But yeah, if we go back here sa ating average cost, it's not really that bad. You're down 9.67%. And if bago kong investor and you see your portfolio na down ng ganito, don't be discouraged kasi it's part of the game. It's part of the process. There are days na down talaga and there are periods na down talaga. But eventually, if we experience another bull market, which we will experience in the future, especially kapag nag-improve na yung inflation, which is nag-improve naman every month, and nag-improve na rin yung mga macroeconomic factors na naka-apekto sa prices ng stocks and sa price movements ng stocks, then yeah, eventually maging green ulit yung portfolios natin. Kasi ako, for the period ng 2019 to 2020, I mean, average lang yung performance ng portfolio. And then, the pandemic happened. So, I was down, I believe, almost 20 to 30% at that time. So I was buying, like, for example, DMC stocks at around 9 pesos, 8 pesos, 6 pesos, and eventually bumagsak siya to around 3 pesos. So ang laking bagsak nun, or ang laking bawasan dun sa portfolio ko. But of course, it's not really a loss unless you sell the stock. And I never sold any stock na palugi or like ang laki ng lugi. Kasi I'm not a fan of like cut loss or cutting your losses. Kasi main goal ko talaga or main time horizon ko sa investing is long term. So I want to hold stocks for more than 5-10 years. I've been investing since 2018. So around 5 years na rin ako nag-invest sa stock market. And again, down nga ako noong early 2020, then late 2020 and early 2021, up ng around 40-50% yung portfolio ko, and yung ibang stocks na binili ko that time nagdoble na, so up siya ng around 100+%. And then I enjoyed that run until the end of 2021 and early 2022, and eventually nga itong second half ng 2022 medyo naging olats na yung market, and eventually nag-concede na yung portfolio ko. Ngayong I think that was back in May, naging negative na ulit yung portfolio ko. But it doesn't really bother me. So of course, hindsight is 2020. I could have said na I should have sold this stock at this price point. And I should have bought this stock at this very low prices. Again, it's a fool's errand to try and time the market. And I know a lot of people are doing that, but yeah, it's if that's your cup of tea, then go ahead and do it. As long as you enjoy it and as long as you're using like your own money. But for me, again, I just buy stocks and I lodge it. I just keep it for the dividends. So yun yung main goal ko. I just want to buy stocks that gives dividends consistently, and then re-reinvest ko lang yung dividends na yun to the same stocks that I bought na nagbigay ng dividends. So palaki lang siya ng palaki. Kasi na-experience ko noong 2019 ako una na bigyan ng dividends, and then I think that was how much? Let me just check my investing records. So yun, 2019 nasa 4,700 pesos lang yung kinita ko sa stock market. So wala naman akong binenta ng stocks, mga dividends lang yun. Then 2020 na-receive ko 18,201.43. And then biggest at that time was 2021. Kasi ito, diba, inisip ko 18,000 yung nakuha ko ng 2020. So if magpatuloy lang ako and maging 10x, so then magiging 180k yung ibibigay sa akin na dividends, diba? If I just stick with this strategy. And noong 2021, nag-exceed pa sa 10x, nag-242,611 yung nakuha kong dividends at that time. And then noong 2022, nasa 307,200. So yeah, again, it fluctuates, and I assume na this 2023, hindi ganun kalaki makuha kong dividends for this particular year. Kasi, especially, for example, yung GMA7, that is one of my biggest holdings. So, nag-cut sila ng dividends from like 1.45 to around 1 pesos na lang per share. So, that is a big factor. But again, in the future, if they eventually give out more dividends pa, kung taasin nila yung dividends sila, umakit ulit yung revenue, umakit ulit yung net income, then I will benefit from that. But yeah, as long as they give out dividends, like ito, PLDT, I'm still buying more. So, nakabili ako around 1,200-ish levels. So, yung average price ko is around that price level. So currently nasa green na rin yung PLDT ko, but my other stocks, it's in the red. So yun lang naman guys, I just wanted to show you yung power ng pesos averaging. I know this is not a very compelling example kasi we're still in the red if we followed this. But eventually makukuha din natin yung mean or yung median. So magre-regress sa mean yan, yung average cost natin. So syempre nakabili ka sa 1830, so it will take some time for the average cost to go down. And it did go down. So from 1830 noong unang buy mo to around 1340 itong latest buy mo. So na-average out mo na siya at around 1,400 pesos. So down ka lang ng 9.67% compared to like down ng 20%+ to 30% yung portfolio mo. And again, yung requirement dito is consistency. So dapat meron kang consistent na capital na pinapasok dun sa portfolio mo or sa stock na binibili mo. And discipline. Kasi hindi pwedeng uy, bumagsak ng 5% yung stock na to, bebenta ko na to. I mean, that's playing to lose. Yung rule nga, diba, is buy low and sell high. Not the other way around. Kasi ganun kalimitan yung ginagawa ng newbies. They buy high and they sell low. So, dito, like, you bought at 1830. The next month, tangita mo, ay, 1.6 na lang yung PLDT. I'm just gonna ditch this stock and sell it at a loss. So, syempre, pagka binenta mo yun, dun mo marirealize yung losses. So, yeah, huwag natin pahabain pa. Thanks very much, guys, for watching. If you liked my content, then give this video a thumbs up. And subscribe na rin to my channel so that you won't miss any of my uploads. Thanks again for watching and listening, everyone. Stay safe. I'll see you all in the next episode. Always remember, be peso smart.